College football is on the air as we welcome you live to Ron and Joyce Skipper Stadium in Pella. And a playoff berth is on the line as number 19 Central takes on Coe. Third down and 10 for Coe from the Central 48, and Kelly to throw. No, he'll take off to run, and Gruen slams him down in the backfield for a loss of three. Kelly to throw on second and 9, under pressure, and sacked! Trent Cakewise gets home with his team-leading sixth sack of the year. Fourth and 2 from the 31. Handoff in the backfield and stopped. Didn't get it. Got a yard, not enough. And the Dutch turn it over on downs.
A lot of bend there, but definitely no break. And a huge stop on fourth down by the Central defense.
First and 10 from their own 26-yard line. Kelly to throw, ball tipped up in the air, and picked off! Derek Pacheco picks it off, and Central takes it right back with 1:03 to go at the plus 25.
And that's that big play we're talking about. Somebody's got to do something, or this is going to go 0-0 overtime.
Andrew Mohan to try to break a scoreless tie on what could be the final play of the first half. 26-yard field goal attempt left to right, snap, spot, kick is up, and the kick is no good.
Wow.
No good, wide right.
51 yards.
A 51-yard field goal try with the win for Andrew Mohan. Snap, spot, boot, way, end over,
end.
Oh. No good, wide right again.
That was really close.
Running up the middle, and a seam, and a big gainer, and he's loose and gone. Can DeMilner catch him? He's at the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Coe. 63 yards, Quincy Drummer.
Yeah, there's the big play.
Fourth and 3, Coe at the 38-yard line. And they do try a hard count.
That's all they're going to do, I think.
Play clock down to 5. Kelly drops back into the shotgun. No, he does take the snap. Wants to throw. Deep shot. Far sideline. Overthrown.
Coe.
Incomplete.
That just makes no sense. And then if you're going to run it, why run that?
They hand it off to Cunningham. Straight ahead. He breaks loose. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Coe. Trayshawn Cunningham, 35 yards. And the Cohawks have a 2-score lead.
9-10 yards. There's
another free play.
Let it go. Let it
Kurt,
go. Let it go.
To the end zone for Klein. Caught. Gets hit. Hangs on. Touchdown Central. Colin Kurt to Cody Klein. 26 yards.
Those freebies have been good.
Maybe. Well, at least they looked like they wanted to. 2:08. Kurt takes a snap. Looking.
Got
firing
it,
deep.
It.
Underthrown.
No.
Picked off. Intercepted at the 16-yard line with 2:02 remaining. Fourth down from the 26. 9 seconds to go in the game. Kurt takes the snap, fires short, incomplete. Ball game over. Season over. Final score, Coe 13, Central 7. The Dutch will drop their fourth straight to the Cohawks and finish the 2025 season at 8-2. We're catching up with Jeff McMartin, head coach of the Central College football team. Dutch fall 13-7 to Coe on Saturday in the season finale. Coach, certainly always appreciate your time. Another tough loss, a tough way to end the season. What are your thoughts about this one today?
Yeah, I you know, it is a hard loss, and certainly disappointing to end our season this way. I cannot fault our effort. I think our kids played really hard, and they showed up in a lot of moments and did some very good things. So that's the thing that you take away from a positive side. And you also look at we made some critical mistakes. You know, you can't do some of the things that we did at certain times and expect to win that game. So.
Let's talk a little bit about the positives at the end of this game. You're down 13-0, and you know they scored the second touchdown in the fourth quarter, and it really sucked the life out of the stadium. Kind of felt like it was over, but it was anything but at that point. And I'm assuming that's one of the, you know, playing hard and finishing all the way to the end of 60 minutes and giving yourself a chance late in the game.
Yeah, you know, those are the things you build on, and those are the things you feel proud about. And you know, if I'm a senior on this team, or if this were my last time playing here, I would value that. And you know, what we tried to coach these kids into this week was just believing in the process of each play and just winning a play and stacking as many of those on top of each other as you can, and not worrying about the score and not worrying about any of the other things throughout this week, and just being really in the moment. And I think that that can give a person peace. You know, if you're a player or you're a coach or something, you're kind of worried about what could happen or what might happen, or thinking about winning and losing. I think that those are very distracting things, and you're better off, and you can play more confidently and have more peace when you say, you know what, I'm just going to go out there and this play, I'm going to win it. And then when that one's done, we're going to move on and I'm going to win the next one. And I think that there were a lot of moments that our team exhibited that after maybe something happened to us that we didn't like.
And just to wrap up today, we'll do a full season recap here in the next couple of weeks. But what was your final message to your team as you kind of ended this thing today, Coach?
Well, I mean, I thanked our seniors and you know, those are the guys that you feel bad for when it ends like this. I thank them. Talked about just those things about how, you know, yeah, we all want to win games and we want to have a great team and a great season. And those are the things you work really, really hard for and you try to get done. But at the end of the day, like, these guys are going to go on for the rest of their lives. And you hope that they take a few things away. And hopefully one of the things they took away is, like, if you really want to be great, if you want to be special, you know, you've got to work at it and you've got to put something into it more than just the average, you know, person. And you want them to see that, like, the process is really what it's all about, you know. And I think today, like, say they exhibited that they were involved in the process.
Final score today, Co 13, Central 7. Dutch end their season 8-2. Big thanks to Jeff McMartin, head coach of the Dutch. I'm Trevor Castle for KNIA KRLS Sports.